Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A pit bull puppy was saved from a structure fire in Wyville on Monday. The dog was locked inside a crate at 605 North Lee Street when firefighters arrived to a kitchen blaze there. Lieutenant Marquise Blanks of the WFD and Lieutenant Scott Moody of the Wyville Police Department rolled right on in there in the flames, hauled the dog crate outside, and extracted the pup and gave her oxygen via a specially designed mask made for dogs. A number of the masks were donated to the city several years ago. The dog was transported by Wyville Animal Control to a Wilmington emergency vet, and she is recovering at home. Parents and supporters of William Township School and substitute teacher Irish McPherson turned out on Monday to protest a planned demonstration by John Barnett's Thug Civil Rights Group. Thug never showed, but parents and Columbus County Sheriff's deputies were there in force. Barnett later said he went to Myrtle Beach to investigate the officer-involved shooting of a black teenager there Saturday night. South Carolina authorities said the youth was firing a gun at a party and turned the handgun on police when they responded. 11 other people were shot. The youth was killed. Three officers are on administrative leave pending the investigation. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Chaperon, and it's a big time, folks. Going to be a whole lot going on, especially on Saturday. Events will be taking place all week long, however. The Strawberry Parade has been moved to 11 a.m. this year on Saturday. It used to be in the afternoon. Now it's at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can look for a full list of events on our website. The jury summons scam is making the rounds again. A local man was almost scammed out of $4,500 this week when someone claiming to be with the sheriff's office called him and said the victim had missed jury duty and a warrant was out for his arrest. He was instructed to deposit money into an ATM to pay bond on a bogus charge. He eventually caught on, thankfully. Officials said that the sheriff's office will never contact you by phone about jury duty, and they will never demand money over the telephone. The best defense against any kind of scammer is to simply hang up on the caller and report the number to law enforcement. The driver of a speeding car stopped by deputies was allegedly impaired, had empty vodka bottles and bags with cocaine residue, along with a young child who is not properly restrained. Kimberly Mitchell was arrested Thursday after driving more than 80 miles an hour on US 74 near Chaperon. When she was finally stopped, the report said, Mitchell was slurring her speech while trying to hide plastic bags that held cocaine. The child was unhurt. Mitchell was jailed under multiple charges. National Day of Prayer is Thursday. Observances will take place at noon. They last about 20 minutes. Locations this year include the courthouse steps in Wyville, the Chaperon Gazebo, Riegelwood Sheriff's Office Annex, and the Tabor City Welcome Center platform. Elwell Ferry in Bladen County is reopened. The ferry was closed recently due to high water. It crosses the Cape Fear between Carvers and Kelly in Bladen County and runs daily from dawn until dusk. There is no charge. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.